You are listening to the Intercoastal Podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Intercoastal Podcast. I'm your co-host, Natasha Lai.
And I'm Daquan Mickens. And for today's episode, we are joined by Jen and John Clementoni of Birding Beaufort. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much for having us.
Very excited to have you guys here.
Yeah, glad you guys could join us. So just to begin, I kind of want to introduce a new segment and kind of ask, we talked earlier before the show started recording, and you guys are from New Jersey, correct?
Yes, we are.
Just wanted to ask, what brought you guys to Beaufort?
So it's actually an interesting story. We were due to get married in the June 2020, and then COVID happened. And so we were home a lot, watching a lot of HGTV, believe it or not, but our son also joined the Marines in March of 2020. So through him being down here at Parris Island and us watching a show on HGTV about Harbor Island, which is where we do live, we took our trip down here, found our house, and went home, and the rest is history. We're now residents of Beaufort.
That's awesome. Also, as soon as you said Parris Island or like the Marines, I was like, ah, Parris Island, there's the connection right there.
Yeah, it was a little bit odd for us though, because we couldn't go to the graduation. And so we've gone to other graduations, but not our own sons. So, but yeah, he's officially in a Marine now. So very cool.
Yeah, I found that interesting. A lot of people tend to come to Beaufort that way and they start a business here and they're like, man, we came down to visit, or, you know, we came down for the Marine graduation and we loved it so much that we had to live here. So I think that's real funny how that ends up happening.
Yes, without a doubt.
So I will go ahead and segue us into this next, to actually talking about the birds here in Beaufort. Can you give us an overview of what birding is like in Beaufort?
So we are actually set in a perfect geographic spot for birding year round. And our climate also helps that. Now, of course, it gets a little warm in the July and August months, but we start all of our tours very early in the morning. It's best for birds and best for birders. But Beaufort is set. We have so many migratory birds that come through, whether they're songbirds or wading birds. And because we are set along the coast, we also have all of this cover with our beautiful live oaks, the maritime forests. It gives birds lots of cover and lots of opportunity to what I like to say is nest and rest. So it is just unbelievable. We actually are pinpointed to have about 250 species year round in Beaufort that you can see.
Wow, that's a lot of birds.
It is a lot of birds and a lot of opportunity to learn too.
Definitely. I am curious, what made you guys want to open up your birding business in Beaufort when you came down here?
Well, I actually was not a birder when we moved to Beaufort, believe it or not. And I always like to tell the story that my best friend's father-in-law was actually a huge birder, and we kind of used to make fun of him. But that, you know, how could you want to do that? Don't they all sound the same and look the same? Well, I moved down to Beaufort and it's a beautiful place naturally. There's just endless possibilities to explore, and you can't help but fall in love with all of the different birds that you see. They're so graceful, so majestic, and being able to learn about each of them and identify them by their sounds, by their looks, I fell in love instantly. And that's all I do now. I could never have imagined it, but you know, I get up in the morning, sometimes before sunrise, and I'm out looking for birds. I like to go out at sunset. There's just endless possibilities here in Beaufort, you know, because of our geography and what we attract.
Yeah. Well, speaking of the geography, what areas in Beaufort do you offer tours in or around? Like what makes the ideal place for birders to visit?
It's a very open-ended question because We have all of these beautiful marsh areas. We offer tours in Cypress Wetlands right now, which is a rookery that is well known to birders. We are offering tours at Hunting Island State Park, and we thought that was a great opportunity for people to explore the park, as well as taking a walk down one of our favorite areas near the nature trail, down to the Boneyard. And along the way, you get to see the lagoon where Forrest Gump and pieces of that movie were shot. So that's kind of cool for people too. And it also gives you an opportunity to respect the nature, because there was, you know, the leftover trees that are there on the beaches and everything. And then we are also able to offer custom tours for people. So if they wanted to go to, say, Magnolia Plantation in Charleston, or if they wanted to go to Donnelly Wildlife Management Area, which is just outside of Beaufort in the East Basin, or if they wanted to do some other smaller parks, like Crystal Lake Park is a great walking park here in Beaufort, we're able to offer custom tours based on what somebody's looking for if they didn't want to do those specific offerings right now.
Yeah, that's really convenient. I think that's a good idea to offer multiple different tours along with your, you know, standard tours you have.
Do you change your tours based on the time of year, like where you locate them, or is it pretty much always those same locations?
Well, it could definitely change based on the type of birds that are here at that time of year. And that's what makes it even more interesting for not only us, but then for the birders themselves, because a person could conceivably visit early in the spring and see certain birds and then come back and visit us again in the fall or early winter and see something completely different. And you know, I'd be just as happy about that. As an example, we also, based on the time of year, have the offering of going to Widgeon Point, and that's near the Broad River. And there's a nest that's been there for years with bald eagles, and they have 2 to 3 baby eaglets, and you get to see the whole process of getting ready for them to arrive once they're born, and then watching them grow and be taught how to fly and how to eat and hunt and so forth. And you could see it all right, you know, within a great proximity of where the parking lot area is and the viewing area. And it's, you know, whether people want to take pictures or recordings or just look at them and enjoy the beauty, you know, that makes it pretty unique.
Yeah, that is unique. I think, you know, being able to see, you know, nests and birds, you know, before they are fully fledged birds, it's, you know, it's a story of life, and teaching that not only to people who love birds, but it's great for kids who want to learn, you know, how, you know, the circle of life goes, and they could be in basic biology and learn like, oh, this is how it works, and learn the ecosystem of Beaufort.
Yeah, it's been great. And I like to say I'm a frequent flyer over there during that season. And I have met so many people that come in and travel, and I'm able to stop them because they see me with my camera or they see me watching and able to educate them. And it's funny because, you know, Beaufort is big but small, and I've run into people over and over again, and they're like, oh my gosh, we met you at Widgeon Point, you were taking pictures, thank you so much for showing my kids, they're so interested in birds now. So, you know, it's just kind of amazing what it opens up, because birding is an activity that I view as anyone can do it. So if you're not necessarily athletic, you don't have to be to bird, and it's a really great all-inclusive activity.
I love that. Awesome. I love also that you just have this nest of bald eagles that are like there for years. Like, that's so cool. What other kinds of birds can people see when they come to visit and take a tour with you guys?
So it really depends on the season. We do have some year rounds. We would have year round woodpeckers, great egrets, the wading birds, the osprey are year round here as well. And we like to see, people are attracted to warblers and songbirds, so like painted buntings that migrate here from Central and South America. We have birds that are shorebirds that actually fly here stop over from Argentina, use this area of South Carolina as a stopover to fatten up really for their journey to the Arctic, believe it or not. Wow. They breed up in the Arctic and then do the same thing in reverse. So these birds fly 14,000 miles and this area of South Carolina is their stopover point. It's pretty amazing. So the fun thing is too, you can see eagles hunting and fishing and osprey hunting and fishing when you're just observing the great herons or the great blue herons, the, you know, little snowy egrets, and also seeing great horned owls, woodpeckers. We have two different types of woodpeckers that are here year round. There's 250 different species of birds that you can see throughout the year. And it really just depends on the migration, but you're guaranteed to see some really cool things.
Yeah. That's incredible.
Yeah. That's so, it's crazy to think, one, that birds will fly that long in that type of distance. But the fact that they stop here in Beaufort is just amazing to me. That Beaufort is, it's so great. I should coin this. It's so great. Even the birds stop here.
Yeah. I know they do. Well, you know, South Carolina Department of Natural Resources, who I have had the privilege of assisting with scouting in this area for some birds and migration, they actually had a show called The Discovery at DuVaux. DuVaux Bank is this little tiny sandbar that's kind of a little bit off the coast of Charleston. So it's actually not 19 nautical miles away from like Hunting Island State Park. And they had geotagged this one bird called a whimbrel, and they called it the moon bird because it flew back and forth from Argentina to the Arctic using South Carolina as its stopping point so many times that it flew from the moon and back.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that is insane.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. So you don't think about these things when you're just looking at a bird, but they're pretty remarkable.
Yeah, they are.
That's crazy. Like, I'm still baffled at the thought of like it flew to the moon and back, essentially.
Yeah, it was called Moonbird. So you can actually Google that and it would probably pop up in the like top few feeds.
Yeah, I think I'm definitely going to have to do that after this.
Yes, definitely going to have to take a tour. Just wanted to ask, I know you said it's different birds throughout the year and depending on the season. What time of year would you say is best for birding in Beaufort?
I would say the spring migration is definitely the best because you have birds that are coming from Central and South America. They're using this area to stop over and feed. They're looking for the bugs and the worms, and then they'll journey a little bit further north. Some stay. So like the roseate spoonbill is a favorite of people. So I actually had an experience the other day where someone stopped me and said, "Are those flamingos?" I'm like, "No," but that is actually a common thing that happens here in Beaufort. We don't have flamingos, but we have spoonbills and they're pink. And the reason that they become pink is, what are we famous for here in Beaufort? Well, our shrimp. And yes. So the more shrimp that those guys eat, the pinker they actually get. So, and people love to see those, but I would say like the spring and fall are like the peak times for migration. But the great thing about Beaufort is our climate provides us with an opportunity to bird year round. So there's definitely lots of possibilities. Even if you were here like around Thanksgiving or Christmas, it would be awesome.
That's so cool. In the winter time here, we get lots of snow. So we have like maybe a couple owls and some different kinds of birds and quail, but not as many, like definitely not as many.
Yeah. And it's a funny thing you tell that story because I've had family members come in and ask, "Oh, are those flamingos?" And I'm like, "No, it's because the shrimp, they eat too much shrimp. It, you know, dyes their feathers that pink color. So we don't have flamingos here."
Yeah, no, but they're smart. They know where the eating is good.
Yes,
they do. Every time I think about the fact that like those birds, like all the birds that when they eat things, it changes their feather colors. I'm like, could you imagine if that happened to us? Like we ate too much shrimp and our hair just turned pink or something.
People spend a lot of money for that nowadays, right?
They do. But like, imagine if it was just all you had to do is eat food. Yeah. I'm a little jealous. Birds are so cool.
Birds are very cool. Now you can understand how John and I got so into it when we moved here. That's just, it's amazing the things that we get to see on a daily basis, honestly. You just can't describe it, but we are beyond lucky here in Beaufort to have what we have.
Yes, it can easily be overlooked and you don't realize how remarkable life is like around you and what's going on.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, that's one thing that we thought about when we were talking about opening the business was, you know what, what's a great way to get people outside and promote being outside in nature? And birding is actually shown to cause less stress because, I mean, really, you're looking at beautiful things and you get an adrenaline rush when you see something beautiful, and that's just human nature. So, you know, that played a big part in us opening the business was getting people outside and being in this beautiful environment and learning about it as well.
Awesome. That actually leads really well into the next question that we have for you, which is, I know Birding Beaufort is known as a business that is birding with a purpose. Can you kind of expound upon that, like how it's related to different like educational opportunities and preservation and everything like that?
So when John and I discussed starting Birding Beaufort, it was important for us to give back to the community. And we both actually became certified Lowcountry Master Naturalists. And Beaufort and the Sea Islands really are gems. They are so special. So what we would love to do is give back to like the youth education programs, senior programs, environmentally friendly groups. And actually a goal that we have is to try to do a kids summer camp or a program next year. And we're going to start working with some of the local agencies and schools. But teaching young people about birding is important because, like I had mentioned earlier, what makes birding unique is that it's a hobby that is accessible to so many people in different walks of life. You don't have to be, you know, an athletic prowess to be able to become a birder. And it's also a great inclusive activity for families. So getting people to be excited about the outdoors and showing them, you know, all the things that they've learned, whether it's by sound or by sight, is, you know, really empowering for people. And when you book tours with us, 20% is what our goal is to give back to the community. So that's why we call it Birding with a Purpose.
Yeah, that's awesome that you guys want to give back to the community and want to not only just do a business to help others and kind of relax others, but it also helps the area in giving back to where you guys call home now.
Yeah, we thought it would dovetail nicely with things like, you know, they do a lot of the oyster bank replenishments in the schools. And so, you know, if the kids are out there doing that and they see these great wading birds, you know, what a great way to teach them about what they're hunting and what they're doing. So, like I said, we just thought that this would be a great fit. And, you know, what we want to do is get the next generation excited about birding and being outside here in Beaufort.
That's really cool. Well, we're kind of running a little low on time, but I do have one last question that I want to ask you. It's just for my own personal curiosity. And it's, do you each have a favorite bird that you have loved to see every time when you're out there?
I'll go first because I know mine is pretty easy, but I just love seeing a painted bunting, and they are basically like a rainbow. There are these little tiny birds that migrate here from Central and South America. We actually are starting to see a few that hang around here year round, so that's pretty special, but they're blue and green and orange and almost have like a shade of pink, and it is literally like looking at a rainbow. You just cannot imagine that something could be so beautiful. So that is my favorite bird.
Well, my favorite bird, I guess, is because they're very elusive, is a kingfisher. They're not here year round, as some of the birds that we talked about earlier are. And they have beautiful color, and they have almost a mohawk little plume on top of their head. And you know, multiple times, just when you think we're going to get close enough to get a good picture or get a good view of them, they scoot off. And then makes it really enjoyable and satisfying when we are able to finally actually see one. So that's definitely one of my favorites.
Yeah, that's very interesting. thank you guys for letting us know your favorite birds. And also thank you guys for being here on the podcast with us, Jen and John. It's been a pleasure having you on the podcast and to talk to you about birding Beaufort and your guided bird watching tours.
Thank you so much for having us. Looking forward to seeing you guys out there birding with us.
Yes, thank you very much.
And if you guys could you let the audience know where they could find you, website and phone number?
Absolutely. So you can book tours directly, safe and secure, through our website, which is www.birdingbeaufort.com. And our phone number is 843-575-2420. We also have Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter accounts.
Amazing. Love to hear it. Well, thank you both so much again. It's been an absolute pleasure having you on and to hearing all about the different cool birds that come through and are there. And I will also plug that I think painted buntings are amazing. They're a really cool bird.
I've seen
one or two in my life. anyways, Daquan, do we have any cool events or things coming up that we want to share before we sign off?
Yes. So we have the Watermelon Sip and Stroll happening in downtown Beaufort, presented by the Beaufort Area Hospitality Association. If you guys listen to past episodes, you would know that's Ashley Houck, who's come on the podcast prior. And she's putting this Watermelon Sip and Stroll on. It's an event where you can go downtown and different Beaufort realtors will have complimentary beverages and special retail and restaurant promotions. It's a great time to get out, walk around downtown, and enjoy it's almost like a festival, but it's like a mini festival where you can just walk and drink and just enjoy the town of Beaufort. They'll have goodie bag stations for kids, and then there'll be yummy things you can eat, different swag and cocktails and yummy things you can eat. So it's a can't miss opportunity. And if you guys are interested, it's on eventbrite.com, or you can find it on our website at beaufortsc.org, and it'll be up on the main banner. And that's the August events coming soon. And we will see you guys in September. And thank you guys for joining us for this episode of the Intercoastal Podcast. You can follow us on social media at visit_B4SC on Instagram or at B4SC on Facebook. We will talk to you guys next time.
This has been another episode of the Intercoastal Podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Natasha Lai, produced by Relic.